I'm Laura Repker, and I am here with the Versailles FFA chapter of Ohio, who were just named the 2022 Model of Excellence Award here at the 95th National FFA Convention. I'm here with Zoe Billenstein, president, as well as Colin Batten, student advisor of the FFA chapter. First off, guys, how does it feel to be named this award?
It's a little bit shocking because I don't think we really expected. We had a lot of doubts within ourselves, I think, based on kind of watching some of the other presentations. But I'm very excited and I'm very happy to receive this award because I think it was well deserved.
Before, we weren't necessarily the most confident, tried to keep expectations low. But I guess it feels really rewarding that those multiple months of practices in a row paid off and we did it.
As you can tell, they are very excited and shocked. Now, can you guys tell us a little bit about the activities that led you to get this award today?
Well, in order of actually how our presentation went, our first activity was Project Greenhand. This was completely geared towards helping Greenhands jumpstart their careers in FFA, introducing them to FFA, and helping them become more familiar and accustomed with what FFA truly is, what it means. And this was also in cooperation with our Ohio State officers. We had the help with them also.
Another Building Communities activity was the Growing Care event, where that was mostly revolved around helping improve the mental and physical health of residents at a healthcare center, which is very close to our high school. So what we did was we donated raised flower beds, hydroponic growing towers, as well as seed packets, produce, and this all allowed them to be able to grow their own produce, which they use for multiple salad bars throughout the year.
The Young Ag Conference was our next activity that was as part of this presentation and towards this award. And this was mainly geared towards helping kind of open the availability and opportunities towards what ag careers are here, especially locally, as this was geared towards our middle school and high school students within our own elementary through high school. So these people in attendance were able to kind of seek out some different ag careers, and this included a lot of industry professionals, and each person who attended this activity was able to see five different industry professionals of their choice and able to learn from those ag careers.
I think I called Growing Care Building Communities. I'm just a little still shocked. It was actually Growing Leaders, but our first activity in Building Communities was a fall harvest market where FFA members were able to share and display their SAEs, and they were also able to sell them, which oftentimes earned them a profit. So this really helped with their financial standings and really allowed them to expand upon their SAEs in a way they usually wouldn't be able to.
The Warren Davidson Farm Forum was our next activity, and this was just an omelet breakfast also that we hosted for representatives, local agriculturalists, as well as Warren Davidson and other representatives with that. We were able to serve each of the attendees and community members omelets, which were fresh made by our own Versailles FFA members, and we are also able to all benefit by listening to the policymaking processes throughout the Farm Forum.
The next activity was a Family Farm Safety Night. We had a string of unfortunate farm accidents in our community and surrounding areas. So this event was geared towards inviting our stakeholders, our community members, and FFA members, of course, to the school. Here we talked about safety revolving around a farm, as well as being able to distribute safety equipment to all of our attendees.
Our next activity was the EMT and firefighter safety training. This was just a training for first responders. It included 6 hours of training and credits that helped them get their CEU certification. This was to provide for a more safe community by training first responders to know how to respond effectively to farm-involved accidents.
We also had an omelet breakfast where community members were able to come enjoy a free breakfast and were able to be talked to about the production and distribution of food to really just get their impression on ag to be fully equipped, especially how agriculture has been getting a bad rap lately. So being able to inform others about the production and distribution of food was really effective.
The last activity we included was named Poultry Days Advocacy. It revolved around our hometown festival in Versailles, Ohio, called Poultry Days, and we were able to set up a tent, which our Versailles FFA members led, to conduct several activities. Some of them included a petting zoo, guests at farm, seed germination necklace, soybean stress ball, all of these educational activities, which advocated for agriculture to all people who attended Poultry Days, who were able to pass by our tent or even participate in the communities of our tent. And we were also able to pass out some ag promotional t-shirts through this activity and really just promote agriculture as a whole.
Wow, that sounds like quite the recap of all those amazing events. Now, do you guys have a favorite event that you were able to attend and participate in?
My favorite event to attend and participate in was definitely the Family Farm Safety Night, only because we were able to see the benefits from this so clearly. As this was a response to a lot of tragic accidents within the area, farm-involved tragic accidents, four actually, we were able to definitely know that we made an impact on the community, maybe a more major impact than we do with some of our other activities, by helping prevent accidents and potentially even save lives of community members, which we care deeply about.
For my favorite activity to both attend and lead was the Green Hand Conference. So being able to invite Green Hands from across the state into a conference that they likely would never be able to participate in, which introduced them to ag with also state officers there, was very cool to see. And we also had our own Versailles FFA members able to lead stations and workshops that gave them leadership positions that they also appreciated and allowed them to step out of their comfort zones.
And lastly but not least, who would you guys like to thank after receiving such a recognition?
I would definitely like to thank our advisors, Mrs. Webker and Ms. Bergman, for also helping us choose which activities to include and also conducting these activities in addition to many others, which we only see positive impacts from. Being able to rest assured that these activities truly did benefit our community and that the reward was well-deserved can definitely be attributed to our advisors, Mrs. Webker and Ms. Bergman, also for helping us with the practices that we did and being able to keep on encouraging us and keep our confidence up as we went on with this.
So another helpful person was definitely our tech organizer at our school, Mr. Larry Wiand. He was able to organize all of our learning practices and make sure that we had the technology present, as well as making sure that we were well-equipped with the technology that we would be seeing here at convention as well.
I would also like to thank a former vice president of the Versailles FFA, Delaney Bargy, for writing this application, which we use these activities from and which the national chapter kind of came from, and for putting in the many hours and a lot of work that she did towards helping with this.
And this interview is even extra special as I was a former member of the Versailles FFA chapter. Once again, the Versailles FFA of Ohio named the 2022 Model of Excellence Award. I was visiting with Zoe Millenstein, president, and Colin Benton, student advisor for National FFA. I'm Laura Webker.